Fox News.
Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Live radio. Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bodd. Good morning, 7:05. October the 14th. Phone lines here, 530-605-4567. And we are streaming live
at KCNR1460.com.
You know, when I'm speaking, you just sit there and then slap me again and when you want to talk, okay?
And be quiet, little lady.
Just sit there and look pretty. Hey, we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And you can join our chat room, become part of the chat pack, as many of you have. And we appreciate it. Now, what are we going to have today? We've got a big show today. We have the big show. Well, we've got Kurt Starman coming in. We've got Women's Refuge is going to be here. We're going to be talking about the things that are happening in our town, in our county, in our state, and in our country. But first, we're going to be talking about Bad Bob. Good morning, Bad Bob.
How do you follow up to that? There's never a dull moment in this business. You have to love live radio, especially the warm up to the actual opening of the mic. And good morning, by the way.
You know, next time somebody moves my stuff the show starts, there's going to be some blood on the floor. There's going to be blood on the desk. You can't just, when I come in here, have everything that I have collected over on next to me be gone. Because somebody got wild and crazy last night during the On the Spot with Linda Bott.
Is it my turn?
Are you saying you're a creature of habit, sir?
And speaking of wild and crazy, here she is.
Yeah, somebody moved Carl's toys 3 minutes before the show, and I'm on my hands and knees looking behind all the wires to find his toy soldier. And then when I put it back up, it was in the wrong position. God. Anyway, I'm sure. How many people are laughing because you completely know when you move somebody's cheese? There's certain times it's just not okay, and there's other times it's like, whatever. So, anyway, 14th of December, Friday, glad to be here. Was so glad to be back. You know, I had my show last night, and I think I had a cast of characters in here that were actors that probably put their hand up there, Carl, and accidentally moved it, and it fell over to the side. So here we go, 60 degrees today, and what are we looking at? We're looking at a beautiful day that we're going to have around 84, looking to reach up to 84, partly cloudy tonight with a low of around 51. We've got a fabulous day tomorrow, 77. Sunday is 73, and of course, don't forget, the weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Tomorrow night is the big...
You know, it's going to be great tomorrow night.
Well, we have a medieval, it's like a harvest medieval lords and ladies costume night up at Anselmo Vineyards. It's $45 a person, and that's a set fabulous dinner.
You get a five-course plate of dinner. We get two drinks of choice, and they're going to have a bunch of prizes.
And we get to all sit at a big table like, you know, like you would in a big old castle from the
old
days.
That's right. Renaissance costumes required.
Right. If you want to be in the drawings.
Right, if you want to be in the drawings. Okay.
So you're going to be dragging around some
Bad Bob. You know what? If nothing else, you need to come up. It will be worth the price of admission to see Bad Bob in tights. You know, I mean, I can't wait. I mean, I'd pay just to see that, much less to hear Linda and her group singing.
I got measured for leggings last night. I'm not making that up.
I brought the costumes back. Now it's a question to see if Carl will be with wig or without wig. And what length? Okay.
You know, Linda's having a great time with this. You know, it might be worth it just to, I know that everybody wants to come, and the ones who, you've got to give them a call at 474-5546 because, you know, we will probably put a photo up maybe on Facebook for our chat back. Anyway, it doesn't come. All right. I tell you what. Okay, this is time to start the day off, as we do every morning at this time, with our Wells Fargo advisors with the Market Minute, and it's Josh Wiley. Josh, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I will not be wearing this thing. I can assure you that. Well, it was stock index futures suggested a higher open for the major averages after a stronger-than-expected report on retail sales and a better-than-estimated quarter posted by Google. September retail sales were up 1.1%, the biggest increase since February. Currently, the Dow's up 114 points at 11,593, while the NASDAQ is up 34 at 2,654, and the S&P 500 is up 14 at 1,218. Oil's up $2.71 this morning at $86.94 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.21%. Gold's up $8.30 at $1,676, while silver's up 60 cents at $32.27 an ounce. Some most actively traded stocks this morning: Apple's up $7.84 at $416.21, Kimberly-Clark's up 51 cents at $71.92, and GE is up 28 cents at $16.50. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. I mean, you know what? Those leggings won't be too bad. Maybe you ought to try them on. Josh is gone.
All right. Dun. But we'll be back.
Whip it. Hey, okay, we come back. We're going to be talking about, Les Bobs put his hat in the ring. He's going to be running for office again.
And we already have questions coming in for the 8 o'clock hour with poor Kurt Starman. So
that's right.
Thinking about what you want to ask
him. And
is
Shasta County banned pot growing? Let's talk about that when we get back. Break your mama's back.
Husband help the kids with their homework, leave the laundry in the dryer, and take some time out for you and your girlfriends. Celebrate the love of beauty and fashion while giving beauty and hope to women in need. As Shasta Women's Refuge and Enjoy Magazine co-hosts the Vanity Fair Party on Thursday, October 20th from 5:30 to 8 p.m. at Riverview Golf and Country Club. Enjoy the evening with a fabulous affair of fun and glamour featuring boutique shopping, vendors presenting the latest in fashion and beauty care, the latest in skincare presented by local practitioners, a 40s and 50s fashion show, live music, appetizers, and signature cocktails. This is a ladies' night you will not want to miss. Dress up in vintage and be a part of our costume contest. Bid on custom-tailored Barbie dolls dressed like the starlets of the 50s and 60s. A live auction will feature unique and adventurous outings.
Tickets and more information are available at www.shastawomensrefuge.org.
This is KCNR,
the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, 7:13 in the morning, October the 14th. Carl on the bot. Good morning.
I really like that. That's a groovy bump.
Okay.
Like it.
Les Ball's going to run for Senate. That's right. He talked to us the other day about it, and he's talked to, obviously, other people. But he has announced he's going to run for the new state first Senate district, presently held by Ted Gaines. And Les wants to bring back county values to politics, you know, where people work together to get things solved. There's a bottom line. I still believe it can make a difference. How about if we stop fighting as Republican, Democrats, or as whatever, and we simply vote as Americans who just want to get this mess cleaned up? Well, we're going to have Les on here soon. And we've got so many people running, we're going to have to, we're going to be scheduling people for different things. Of course, Rick Bassetti said he's going to be running against, for the assembly, against, what's that guy's name? who's the new,
Logue?
Logue, yeah, against Dan Logue. He's going to be running against Dan Logue, in the primaries. So that should be an interesting. What you have now is, you know, we have nobody from Shasta County, which is one of the most populous counties, representing us specifically, you know, from Shasta County, representing us down in Sacramento. Not that Jim Nielsen and Doug Amalva haven't done a great job, but it's been years since then. So, and, you know, and it was funny, but in the paper, you know, a few weeks ago, they talked about having somebody from Shasta County. I mean, if you're going to have somebody, if you're going to vote for somebody that's going to do a job, and you, they may not be the incumbent, But do you want to? Would you rather have somebody that you know in the job, somebody that's got a has got roots in our community, as opposed to somebody
that's the big question.
That's moving into it.
That's what we hear a lot on the street.
Logue's moving into the district, so it's. And there's nothing wrong with that.
But I know, but this is what, that's a common question that we hear in circles, people talking about. Well, would you rather have somebody that you know that has lived here, knows the county, knows what the people think up here, or would you rather have somebody who is really far away that's coming up here for that? I'm just seconding what you're saying that people are saying.
There's a lot of things going on this weekend, and one of them is at the Martin Luther King Multicultural Center. And they're going to celebrate Isaac Lowe's 90th birthday. It starts at 11 a.m. with arts and crafts, featuring live music, dancers, and artists from face painting. And Lowe will be honored later in the day at a tri-tip dinner beginning at 5 p.m. We thought we should put something on for Isaac Lowe, who started the local chapter of the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, said Ricky Bennett. Ricky's been on the show before. He and his bride, nice lady. So if you want to go, you go to Martin Luther King Center at 1815 Sheridan Street. It's going to be $15 for dinner. Everything else is free. And give somebody a call at 776-8165 for more information. Again, it's a NAACP Community Arts and Crafts fundraiser and Isaac Lowe's 90th birthday celebration. That's cool. Hey.
Congrats.
For Isaac Lowe.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You got something there.
I do. Do you think that we should do this?
Yeah, let's do it now.
Okay.
Because I'm going to get back and talk about how we were getting ready to ban the growth of pot in Shasta County. So after that.
After you do
the ticket.
Okay. Well, I want to let you rip, Carl. You got to let it rip.
Just go ahead and let it rip.
I'll give these away later.
Well, it's just that the Shasta County Planning Commission voted unanimously Thursday to move forward the ban on medical marijuana dispensaries in unincorporated parts of the county. So that's big. They also said they're going to start restricting the growth. And they're going to start having no-grow. There's a 1,000-foot no-grow zone proposed around schools in sensitive places. But Tom DeSanko, our sheriff, has proposed that be increased to 2,000 feet. Which, I can understand that because we have people that have marijuana growing right next to them. And tall marijuana plants, and they have it's become a problem for them. They said the commissioner sent another ordinance that would limit cultivation by parcel size back to the Shasta County planners, deciding it would be better to study amendments suggested by the public. Of course, you've got people out there that just say, hey, you know what, it's just medical marijuana, it does people good. Okay. But then you see these groves out there, they're growing them in a neighborhood where they become a nuisance to people, so they're just saying, fine. If you want to grow it, it will be by the person who needs it. You can grow it, and they'll limit the size in the in all these places. The fact that the Obama administration caused in my opinion and many other people's opinion, that caused this proliferation of communes and dispensaries when they said they were not going to enforce any laws on marijuana that went against state laws. Well, they have found out since then that this is a huge moneymaker, and they've said that since then they will start going after selected areas. So, the only thing it would take is the federal government to say, we're going to confiscate any property that's being used to sell a federal illegally banned substance, which would be, of course, marijuana. And every one of those dispensaries would be gone. Because what landowner wants to lose his property?
Well, it seems to me as we look around, I think we have had a few that have gone out of business.
Yeah, we're down, I think, to 16.
We were at one time.
It was up in the 20s at one point.
See,
capitalism is good.
I still believe that there should be an area where somebody could lease their land, and it's a pot farm. It's literally, this is where you grow your pot. It wouldn't be such a big deal. People wouldn't be breaking in. Maybe it's 1,000 acres somewhere off in Timbuktu or 2,000, whatever. It's cultivated correctly.
Well, they have that right now. The gangs have it up in the National Forest.
But it's cultivated correctly.
Okay. And you mean when you're hiking, you can't get shot at?
Yes, exactly. It's cultivated correctly. But see, there's always going to be an underbelly and an underworld in everything, that happens to be with prescription drugs, guns, outlawed.
And people will take it. Well, see, here's the other thing too. 215 or the the law or the initiative that allowed medical marijuana was, you know, sometimes you have to think that, you know, this is done in the sense of there wasn't cynicism here. It wasn't this, oh, wow, watch how we, you know, get around this. It was done to people, okay, people that use medical marijuana and say it, you know, it helps them. It helps them. But then you've got, again, just what you said, the underbelly, the people can see immediately how much money you can make off this, millions of dollars, which they have, millions and millions of dollars, and they take advantage of the program, which then causes everybody then to have to react. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about a couple other things. You know, remember when Chief Peter Hansen was on yesterday, and we were talking about realignment, and he says as people are not going to go to the prisons, they're going to be kept here. Well, it looks like, according to Reading Searchlight, that's already started, and we've had 6 felons freed despite sex crimes. Let's talk about that when we get back. Carl and DeBott. 7:21 in the morning. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails so you can sustain yourself and your family in times of crisis. But the Patriot also carries a wide assortment of large, number 10 cans of dehydrated and freeze-dried foods. We sell freeze-dried chicken, ground beef, and turkey, in some cases for up to $12 less than the internet. In addition to freeze-dried vegetables and fruits, you'll also find popular items like peanut butter powder, freeze-dried hash browns, and blueberry muffin mix. As always, you can get your emergency food, seeds, gold and silver cheaper at the Patriot than you can on the internet, and that's even after sales tax. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth by buying gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and then wait weeks for delivery. Come to the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, and Saturday, 10 to 4, at 3637 Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza, next to the round table. And get peace of mind today for less.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, KCNR 1460. I love that. 7:23. Good morning, 10:14, meaning 14th of October. Oh, gosh, there's so many things going on this weekend. Of course, we're going to be talking about what is going on this week. You know, we're so busy in Reading, we could have our calendars booked up every night of the week.
Salmon Festival down in Anderson also, by the way.
When is that?
That is Saturday at the Coleman Fish Hatchery. And I do believe that the Anderson Rotary at the same time holds their big salmon bake. That generally happens at the outlet Center there at Deschutes Road, and it's just a fantastic deal. They've held it every year for the past decade or so. But the return of the Salmon Festival at Coleman Fish Hatchery is just a fabulous way to go down there and see what they're doing, and to just see one of these miraculous things, the Battle Creek down there. Literally, you could, if you didn't mind getting your feet kind of slimy, literally go across the creek on the backs of the fish. It is that full of fish returning.
I don't think you've ever been to Coleman Fish Factory.
Hatchery,
excuse me. But I'm sorry. I meant to say hatchery. And to also tomorrow at 3 o'clock at the Sons of Italy is the Wings of Angel Spaghetti Feed. And if that starts at 3 o'clock, you can do a drive-through. I know we're going to go, you know, make a donation and put some tickets in. And of course, you know that we love that program. And they came on yesterday, and Donna was here, and we really...
Talked about the little girl with leukemia.
Yes. It's just a wonderful program. So we'll be doing that tomorrow at 3. And then, of course, there's the Cowboy Up tomorrow night, which is a big event, the Think Pink event. And, of course, there is in Salmo's tomorrow night. And I have, before we do go to the break, I want to just give these away. I know if you've not been before, a spectacular night. I've got two tickets, and this is for October 26th. So there is time to plan. These are two tickets for the Vienna Boys Choir that were given to us from the Cascade Theater to give away here on the show. And the time is 7:30, October 26th. You and a friend or a mate or however you want to do it can go to the take a kid. Take one of your neighbors, somebody who really would appreciate how beautiful the Vienna Boys Choir could possibly move you with all the fantastic music they do. That's two tickets for October 26th. Call 605-4567 right now and you get those tickets.
There you go. There's a lot of things going on.
And there's also group flights, our free flights to children that's happening October 11th. No, this is out October 11th. Actually, I'm sorry. This is the Reading Experimental Aircraft Association and the 99s, a local women pilot organization. They're sponsoring the Young Eagles event at Benton Air Park. Members of the organizations donate their aircraft and time to give youngsters the experience to fly in a general aviation aircraft. The event is from 9 a.m. to noon, and that is going on this weekend. Sign-ups are at 8:30. In addition to fleet flights and the aircraft, children are going to be able to talk to the pilots about their airfare and receive a Young Eagle certificate. So you can call Barbara Crooker, 549-4275. That's 549-4275 for more information.
You know, yesterday we were talking with Peter Hansen about realignment and what was going to happen. You know, opening up the third floor of the jail, which is going to take a while to ramp up to do that. Releasing people that, you know, that it was based on their last crime and not their whole history, which I find horrifying personally. The fact is that, I mean, they get somebody, they plea bargain them down to purse snatching, and really what it was, they had smashed a little old lady in the face, you know, but they plea bargained it down. I'm not saying they do that one, but there's so many others. Well, up until only a few weeks ago, six Reading sex offenders this month for allegedly violating parole would have faced lengthy sentences, but not here. Under the new public safety realignment plan, which took place October 1st, the six men arrested on October 7th during a sex offender compliance check were quickly released from the Shasta County Jail to make room for others accused of breaking the law. This is when they said the arrest and quick release of the men from jail, as well as potentially light punishment they might face under realignment, could be a harbinger of dire things to come. And this is from the Sacramento-based California Parole Agents Association. Of course, want more parole agents out there. You know, anytime there's an association attached to something. But in this case, I think she's right. We're getting ready to turn loose people, my friends, that are criminals. They have put it back down on the counties, and the problem is, we're not ramped up. We've got a plan. It's going in front of the county supervisors and the in the city. And we're going to talk to Kurt Starman when he comes in here today at 8 o'clock about this. But any way you look at it, we're going to have like 600 felons coming and joining us here in the next year. And we haven't got the money yet to ramp everything up. And there's a question if we're going to get the money next year to take care of this. Now, if you take a look at the figures that Chief Hansen used yesterday, we could be facing that time when it's almost a perfect storm. if you want to look at it like that. Less police, less sheriffs, less parole agents, less probation, less room. The only thing we got more of is criminals.
We're going to take a break. Congratulations, Roberta. You won the two tickets. We'll have them at the front desk. This is KCNR.
From the Fox Business Network, better than expected news on the economy helping boost stocks this morning. Just past 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 120 points. Retail sales posting the biggest gain in 7 months. Consumer spending rose 1.1% in September. That topped Wall Street expectations. The overall number was driven higher by auto sales. Stronger spending may help ease concerns the economy is at risk of another recession. After all, it accounts for 70% of economic activity. We also got readings on import and export prices. Both rose more than economists expected in September. And ratings firm Fitch is reviewing 7 banks for a possible downgrade. Morgan Stanley and Goldman Sachs are the only American banks on the list. The firm says mounting regulatory burdens and new challenges facing the financial markets are reasons for the broad review. The list also includes Barclays, Credit Suisse, Societe Generale, BNP Paribas, and Credit Agricole. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Robert Gray.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email, avoid penalties. Visit barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's barracuda.com/archiver.
Get ready for the holidays by stopping by your local Fall Home and Holiday Show on October 29th and 30th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. From inside out and top to bottom, you'll find everything you want to prepare your home for the approaching seasons. Also, local professionals will be there for advice and tips on improving and enhancing your home, including tips and ideas for the upcoming holidays. So much to see and learn at this year's Fall Home and Holiday Show, October 29th and 30th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Don't miss it. More information online at www.readinghomeexpo.com.
Here's another satisfied customer of CARS, California Auto Repair and Smog.
This is Sandy Passaro with Accelerated Mortgage. Sandy, you're a CARS customer. How long have you been coming to CARS, California Auto Repair and Smog?
You know, I've been bringing my vehicles to California Auto Repair and Smog for about 9 years.
Wow.
My cars have always run well. They have all of the preventative maintenance done on them, and I can rely on California Auto Repair and Smog to let me know when it's time to bring my vehicle in.
Thank you, Sandy. That's terrific.
And now that you have the concierge service, it's so convenient to be able to call and say, I need my car serviced, but I don't have a ride. It's an awesome service.
Well, thank you, Sandy. We know you're busy with your mortgage business.
Thank you so much.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms. From animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
Join Reading Theater Company, Reading City Ballet, and guest performers for a Halloween masquerade ball. Friday, October 14th at TBS Ranch in Palisadro. Enjoy ghoulish entertainment, delicious hors d'oeuvres, DJ and dancing, a silent auction, costume prizes, no host bar, and more. Tickets start at $40 and are available at the Placer and Palisadro Holiday Markets. Enjoy the store online at rcmtc.org or by calling 515-3262. A night of entertainment and mystery at Reading Theater Company's 5th Annual Masquerade Ball.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Orchard Nutrition Center. For 30 years, our family-owned business has been Reading's premier choice for health foods, produce, bulk foods, and the best nutritional supplements. We pride ourselves on offering many locally produced foods. Our products are good for you and easy on your pocketbook. Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust in the Cypress Shopping Center, open every day, 8 to 9.
is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and Linda Vaught. 7:35 in the morning, October the 14th. It is 60 degrees out there, I think. I can't see it. And we're here with Amy from Adams Peak Performance. They're going to give us our fitness tip for Friday. Amy,
good morning,
Amy.
Good morning, guys. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Miss you. What's going on?
Oh, well, hey, today I want to tell you guys about a way to kind of help turbocharge your workouts and make sure you're tuning that body in nutritionally when you're trying to lose weight. It's called timing your starches. Now, starches are things like bread, cereals, grains, rice, those kind of things. And even I consider stuff like corn and peas and potatoes starches too, okay, because they act like those grains. So here's what you're going to do. In the morning, you guys, I need you to get starch. I absolutely need you to have some starch with your protein. What does that look like? Maybe you have some oatmeal with eggs, okay, because you've been sleeping and you haven't been eating at all and your brain's starving for some glucose, and I need those brains to get turned on in the morning, okay? The next time I want you to have starch is right after your workout. Like, boom, right after you work out, have a shake that's got good carbohydrates in it and protein in it, okay? I need you to have a good boost, about 30 grams of carbohydrates. And then the next best time, after your workout, you guys, you have a two-hour metabolic window, meaning I need you to get something in right away after your workout with carbs and protein. And then 2 hours later, that next meal or snack, I also need that to contain some good starchy carbohydrates, some potatoes, some brown rice, whole wheat pasta, along with your protein source, and of course, your vegetable or your fruit source. But those are good ways to time your carbohydrates, make sure you're getting just the right amount that you need without overdoing it throughout your whole day.
Well, thank you always for your fitness tip, and it's always food for thought. Appreciate it, Amy. You have a great weekend, and if you'd like
you
to find out more about Amy, she is at Adamson's Peak Performance. I popped in there the other day, and, you know, that's our favorite place to go. And we always seem to, yeah, they keep us together. We have special guests in the studio, and I think what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break and then come back, and we'll introduce our guest and talk about some upcoming events that you all want to know about. Carla Lindebot here. We'll be back right after these messages. KCNR 1460.
Website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Want a brand new kitchen for eternity? Walk into Celestial Bliss at Wind River Casino and play a little slice of heaven swipe to win giveaway. The more you play, the more chances you'll have to win all new appliances from Carmona's Appliances. Why not have your slice and eat it too? Giving away over $20,000 in prizes. Swipe to win and play to win. Just use your free River Club card daily. Don't have a River Club card? Don't wait in line. You can register online for your new River Club card and get free play. The rewards are endless. ask about double entry bonuses. Don't miss weekly drawings for free slot play on Mondays and Fridays. The big giveaway is on Monday, October 31st, where you can win your dream kitchen for eternity. Swipe to win, play to win. New machines are just waiting to hit the jackpot. For more information on Wind River's A Little Slice of Heaven Swipe to Win promotion, log on to WindRiver.com or check us out on Facebook. Better yet, head down to Wind River Casino and check out your brand new dream kitchen from Carmona's Appliances. It's better on the river.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear you. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460. 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindabot, 7:41 in the morning, October the 14th. Good morning. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, Espresso Joe's. If you want coffee in the morning to wake you up, to roll your socks up to your knees, they've got it specially made by the girls there that are so friendly and knowledgeable of all that. They also have any type of accoutrement you could ever want to make coffee. They sell their own deluxe special beans, and they will show you how to make coffee. That's Tobacco and Brew. They have supported our community for well over three decades. They have discounts for veterans, and Joe and Shelley are just really good people.
You know, I really want to give a shout-out to the Chat Pack because, you know, there's a lot of activity going on in there, everything from who can do the splits, who can do the push-ups, and nutrition, favorite songs. There's a lot of things, and I think that is a great segue into what's going to be happening here because it's all things that are beautiful, all things that are women, and all things that are Vanity Fair, and it is a wonderful event that's coming up for the Shasta Women's Refuge, and our guest this morning with us is Janice Kapitis. Good morning.
And good morning.
And Jean King. Welcome to the show.
Thanks.
Okay, guys, so shoot, let's tell us, give us a picture of what Thursday night, October 20th, is all about.
Okay, I'm going to give you a breakdown. This is going to be an amazing event. It's Vanity Fair. It's sponsored by the Shasta Women's Refuge and Enjoy Magazine. It is a gala event to support the women's shelter. It is next Thursday, October 20th at Riverview Country Club. Beautiful place. It'll be from 5:30 to 8 p.m. And we are so happy, just coincidentally, to have our Masters of Ceremony to be Carl and Linda Bott. Thank you so much. We're going to have entertainment by Stephanie Foos. She's a wonderful piano player. And the evening begins with sips, nibbles, and glamour booths. We're going to have lots of vendors there selling lots of great things, giving advice. We have cutting-edge speakers. We're going to have Lindsay Miller from Reading Dermatology. She's going to be speaking on the latest in cosmetic dermatology. We have Dr. Dan Lenzik, who is an ophthalmic plastic surgeon, and he's going to be talking on the newest in that area. And then Dr. Ann Malachi with Summit Dental. She's going to be speaking on the latest and greatest in cosmetic dentistry. We have raffles and door prizes. It's going to be that fabulous 40s and 50s fashion show. We have models provided by Voices, which are survivors, although we like to say thrivers of domestic violence. And we have a really cool thing. We have 10 Barbie dolls that we have dressed in old Hollywood, such as Marilyn Monroe, Elizabeth Taylor, Mae West, Barbara Stanwyck. And those are going to be auctioned throughout the night.
Barbara Stanwyck.
Yeah. Does that bring you back a bit?
Film noir, diva.
So it's kind of a night where you can bring your girlfriends and, you know, have a couple drinks, see a fashion show, and support a great cause.
Absolutely. Well, you know that we're going to be there. And Jean King is here, of course, and you are
executive director.
Uh-huh. I was going to say CEO, but I mean executive.
Well, that's okay. I'll take
CEO. Okay. A of the Shasta Women's Refuge. What's been going on with, you've had a lot of cuts. That's why we really, these fundraisers are so important. But
they really are. And this fundraising event especially, this is going for our emergency fund at the women's shelter. And the women's shelter has a real need for different things, like maybe bus passes to Klamath Falls or to a moving van, or maybe people need money to move into a new place, or we have different things that we have for the kids, toys, books, playground equipment. It's food, it's clothing, it may be suitcases. A lot of those things are donated, but a lot of them aren't, and they are the heart of what makes that program successful, and first able really to get the woman from the shelter to where she next needs to go. And there are no funds in that gap. That's a real gap. Once they leave the shelter, getting them to housing or a job or the clothes for the job, we have lots of partners in town that help us out. But this emergency fund is crucial. One of the things we're doing is just putting in new lights and painting it because we want it to look as fresh and as possible and such.
Welcoming.
Like that. Yeah. We have just put pictures up. We'll have a new website that has pictures of the inside of the shelter on there that would be, I think people would find interesting how nice it does look in what we do there. So that's at www.shastawomensrefuge.org. So,
all right, well, let's talk about how we get tickets.
I'd love to. Easy to get tickets. We're actually right on the website. You can click, if you scroll down on shastawomensrefuge.org, you can find our little Vanity Fair flyer, and you can click on that and get tickets. Tickets are $35 or for $50, you get VIP seating, which is going to be some extra goodies, a little swag bag, front row at the fashion show, so it's going to be kind of fun. Or you can call Enjoy the Store. They are our co-sponsor. You can get those at Enjoy the Store. Or Christy Hansen at the shelter, 244-0118, extension 202. That's 244-0118, extension 202.
I think it's going to be a great time. I can't wait. And, I mean, surrounded by beautiful women. Fashion show.
Wearing a tux and looking good. That's what we want.
Wearing a tux looking good.
I tell you, I have a tux on. The rest of it, you know, I'm not too sure about.
Again, we guys, we really would like to have you mark your calendar.
That's right. On Thursday, October 20th from 5:30 to 8 p.m. And we'll talk a bit more about that. A question came up yesterday. Let me shift gears just a little bit here. When Peter Hansen, Chief Hansen, was here. And somebody called in about a victim of a sexual assault that was sitting in the police station in the lobby by herself. And they questioned him about that. Why would that be that she was in there by herself? And he was, of course, you know, very difficult to pull that one out. You know?
Right.
And he said, well, he said it could be that she was brought in to identify some photos and whatever. And he said, usually, he says, what we do is we move them, you know, that, you know, the Women's Refuge, other right. groups of people are usually there to
that's our job
to go through there, and but it not unless you know about it though. It's
something
that kind
fell
of thing.
Through there. Yeah, I don't know, because usually we are alerted by the police department or by the hospital. Shasta Regional is the one that does the sexual assault exams, and we accompany. So they call us, and the police department call us, and we always have. We're mandated by our grants to be there for every event.
I don't know if this had just happened or if this was like weeks later.
But that's also what we do. We stay with them until, sometimes we're with them a year, year and a half, till they go through the court case and the whole thing.
Okay.
And so some communication fell through someplace, because our job is to stay with them, and that is what we do. So I'm going to talk to him.
I didn't know that.
And
I
find
didn't know
out.
That you
yeah.
were with them. From,
that's really great
yeah.
information right yeah. there, because yeah. that gives us, again,
it's
being a visual
just,
person, it gives
no.
it gives me a visual, too, as far as if an assault happens or an incident happens, what happens after that? And that's fabulous support.
That is.
To know that you stay with a case.
We do, and we'll do it on domestic violence, too, as much as we can, but we certainly do on any sexual assault. And like I said, that can be, you know, a year and a half, 2 years until they get to trial, until whatever happens. Lots of times those are settled, but we take that very seriously. And it's pretty traumatic, because, you know, that's a long, long process with people. But I'll talk to Peter and find out what happened
on that.
Yeah,
it came up yesterday when somebody called in and asked about that.
Because
they were kind of surprised.
Things happened. We had somebody, a three-year-old girl up at, went to Mercy instead of Shasta Regional. Somehow the police, we didn't get there. They were up there sitting waiting like 5 hours. That's another, you know, so we just hate something like that when that happens, and we really try to make sure we communicate well, and we work really well with law enforcement. They are definitely our partners, but I'll talk to Peter about that.
This is the important part of the...
We weren't trying to put anybody in report.
Things happen.
Because
yeah.
as citizens, happen. Yeah. as citizens hearing this information, right. and if they were in there, saw that there was somebody that had that long right. period of time and maybe knew... Or somehow heard yeah. what was going to, you know how the chain works.
Exactly, yeah. And the other thing is confidentiality. It really works. So they aren't sitting in the lobby. They aren't sitting, Shasta Regional has their own room for sexual assault victims, and it's off to the side, and they get them right in there so nobody knows. And they do a really terrific job with that whole process. So, yeah, I'll ask Peter about that and track down what fell through and make sure we're now in the loop here. So that yeah.
Well, that's
you.
Great. That well, no, it's really wonderful. When we come back, we have a couple more questions. We're going to talk one more time about hit home with a little bit more details about the event. This is KCNR 1460.
One thing I said that I would never do, a look from you and I would fall from grace, and that would wipe the smile right from my face.
October 15th at Anselmo Vineyards. Come ye lords, ladies, knights, and all subjects from the North State. It's a Renaissance medieval night. Limited seating, $45 per person, with a special set menu designed and prepared by Chef John Stadelli. And I'll be singing with my favorite jazz trio. Dan Kinkle on drums, Bruce Kalin on bass, and Johnny Gonzalez on keyboards, plus special guest appearances. Come join us for this fun harvest festival, only at Anselmo Vineyards. Remember, if you wear your costume, you'll be eligible for special prizes. See you at the harvest party. Only at Anselmo Vineyards, October 15th. Remember, limited seating. For reservations, call 474-5546. That's 474-5546. Anselmo Vineyards.
Fields Jewelers, family-owned and operated since 1953, with exceptional customer service, high-quality, fine jewelry, perfect gifts for every budget, jewelry repairs, renewals, and appraisals. Fields Jewelers, three generations of family tradition. Quality service, trusted jewelers, continued tradition. Fields Jewelers, 221-0230 or online at fjredding.com.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email Dennis at westcoastsustainables.com.
There. All moved into our new apartment.
Yep.
Hey, did you call the phone company like I asked?
Ooh.
Cable, the paper?
Well...
Renter's insurance. Oh, please tell me you called State Farm.
Of course I did. You say I never listened to you.
We all want to protect our stuff, but your landlord's insurance doesn't cover your stuff. So call your State Farm agent for renter's insurance.
We live where you live.
Call State Farm agent Jeff Avery at 243-4600.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm a Free Fire Media, Carl on the Bot, 7:55 in the morning, October the 14th, and it looks like it's 50, 9 degrees downtown. You know, the weather's always brought to you by Anselmo's. You know, Friday or Saturday night in Anselmo's is going to be like a Renaissance fair. It's a set price, $45 per ticket, but it's a five-plate dinner, two drinks, music by Linda Bott
five
and her
courses.
Yeah, five courses, and Linda is going to be singing there with her group. That's going to be fun. And we have prizes and everything for people that are there. So
it'll be fun.
We're going to have a great time. And another place we're going to have a great time is next Thursday, October 20th, from 5:30 to 8 p.m., Vanity Fair Party.
This is a buzz. Everybody's talking about
Shasta
this in town.
Shasta Women's Refuge is going to put on an evening of fun and glamour, and it sounds like it really is.
You know, I want to thank you guys for volunteering to be the MCs for this program. You are such great supporters of everything in town. We appreciate it so much. So
absolutely.
Well,
it's an honor. It's an honor to be asked.
If you're going to be in a community radio, which is what we want, you know, mm-hmm. a radio for our region up here. Right. And how can you not support the community? I mean, you know, we're members of this community. We're not owned by a corporation, you know, thousands of miles away. You're our neighbors. You're our friends. And if we can't help our community, then we're in the wrong business. I mean, that's the way we feel about it.
Well, we appreciate it. Just want you to know that it really means a lot to us. You do a lot for us and a lot of other people. So thank you for being our MCs that night. And you are going to have a good time, too.
We're raising money, we're helping people,
and we're having a good time.
Well, that's the other thing, Jan and Gene King, if you're just tuning in, it's Jan Skopitis and Gene King here at the talking about the Vanity Fair Party, of course, October 20th. That's this Thursday. So mark your calendars. It's a way to come out. It's a way to support the Shasta Women's Refuge, and it's a way to have fun, and it's girl time, and you're going to get a lot of rich information on how to take care of yourself, beauty and glamour, and there's going to be wonderful raffles, and what else, Jan?
Well, you know, it's kind of that night that, as I put it, you get your BFFs, and you come out. What I love about it, it's a Thursday night, so we're not taking up anybody's weekend. So Thursday night, which is, I love Thursday nights because I know we have Friday, Saturday, Sunday ahead of us and a great 3 days. So you come out Thursday night, kind of get your weekend started, come out with your girlfriends, have a couple drinks, some nibbles. You see a great fashion show. Besides the fact you get to dress up, you can do like Hollywood glamour if you want, or just cocktail dress. So it's a, you know, kind of a great event to get dressed up. You kind of see that old Hollywood glamour type show. And it's just kind of a fun night, and it's a great organization to support. That's what I love. I mean, I've really gotten behind the Shasta Women's Refuge. I just, you know, this community has been so good to my husband and I, and you just really want to give back, and this is a great opportunity to give back to such a great organization.
Well, you're just hearing the voice of Jan Skopitis and your husband. I don't think there's anybody in Reading that hasn't been brought out into the world by your husband has been there. How many babies has your husband bore? Has he been involved with birthing?
About 12,000.
Oh my
God! So you know, it's a little village.
It's a little village.
It's a little village.
It's a part of the town.
Like, wow!
And you know what? I hope he takes responsibility for most of it. Somebody has to.
Do you know
to.
He's starting to deliver babies to babies? And I said, if we get into that third generation, we're done. We're not doing that.
You know what? I was wondering about that. I bet they do because they had probably such a great experience the first time with him.
Sure.
So, okay, hey, now I'm coming. You know, here comes my daughter back in here.
That's
You're right,
right,
though, about the third generation.
Yeah, we're too old. So, yeah, definitely. No.
Can I give just a quick plug about the voices that are going to be part of this
Absolutely.
Event? Not to take away from your husband, but I'm worried how much time we have. We have a group called The Voices, and they are survivors, women who are survivors of domestic violence, and they are wearing clothes provided by Retro Rampage, and they'll be our models, and at the end they're going to give a little what their story is, very brief. So the heart of our program really will focus on what we're about. So as much as all the fun, the glamour, and the good time, won't be serious, but it will be, you know,
Let's
what we're here for.
Let's not forget why we're here.
Let's not forget why we're here.
And
that's
absolutely right. And we heard some of them speak, I think, at...
there was a video.
Dancing with
Dancing with the
fabulous
Stars. Fabulous video beforehand.
It's fabulous, and you need to see what's going on with that. Absolutely. Okay. Next Thursday. I'm sure we'll talk about it before that.
5:30 to 8:30, and get your tickets at the Enjoy Store.
And give a call to
Christy Hansen. Our Women's Refuge.
That's
Go online, Women's Refuge, and coming up.
Thank you so much for coming and talking about it. We're looking forward to it.
We're always girls.
I can say thanks, girls.
Yeah. That's a girly event.
Okay, after we do the news here at 8 o'clock of Fox News, we're going to have Kurt Starman, who is standing out there already, getting ready. You know, look at him. He's pumped up. I've never seen Kurt in a flak jacket.
He just gave us a peace symbol. Like, peace, buddy.
he's ready to go because, you know, we want to talk about realignment and a few other things that are going on that's touching our city. That's right.
From the chat room.
Yeah. Coming back, of course, then on over the weekend with the other shows that we've got going, and 1,000 things we can talk about when we come back. Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
This is KCNR Shasta Redding.
News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. Republicans and Democrats bickering again.
I don't agree with a lot of the...
This time at a House hearing into the half-billion-dollar U.S. loan to a failed solar energy company. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
Dave, Republicans on that House panel want to know about Treasury Department concerns over the Energy Department loan guarantees that went to Solyndra and what Treasury could have done about it.
Was the Treasury Department ever in a position to just reject the loan?
No, the Treasury Department, neither the Treasury Department nor the Federal Financing Bank would have legal authority to reject the loan.
Texas Republican Joe Barton quizzing Treasury official Gary Grippo. Democrats on that panel angry that Republicans refused to invite Energy Department officials to that hearing to directly explain the Solyndra loan. Dave?
Rich, Republican Rick Perry falling in the polls out with an energy plan, the Texas governor says.
We'll kickstart the economic growth of this country and create 1.2 million jobs.
And the GOP presidential candidate says he could do it via executive order without Congress. Another candidate, John Huntsman, says he's boycotting next week's Republican debate in Nevada because Nevada's unfairly shifted the date of his caucus into January, which could push New Hampshire into December. They were pressured not to pressure wash. That's what the company that owns the New York City Park, where protesters have camped out for nearly a month, says, that political leaders urged them to cancel a cleanup. The occupiers cheered, declaring victory.
Demonstrators, emboldened by the news, marched up Broadway while a handful were arrested, trying to jump over barricades and enter Wall Street itself. While the cleanup standoff continues, tomorrow the protesters are planning to march on New York's Times Square.
That's Fox's David Lee Miller at the park in New York. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 100 points. Four people found shot to death this morning in two homes in Liberty, South Carolina. Police say the killer is among them, that he gunned the others down, then blew himself away. This is Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
One size does not fit all, especially when you're talking about something as important as your mortgage. Hey everybody, Jay Farner here, and I'd like to introduce the Yorgage from Quicken Loans. That's right, the Yorgage. Our Yorgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it conforms to your goals. It's a fixed-rate home loan that allows you to custom design a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. Let's say you've got 8 years left on your mortgage and you want to refinance to a lower interest rate. Our 8-year fixed Yorgage can help. We keep your term short and we lower your monthly payment. The rate today at an 8-year fixed Yorgage is an amazing 3.5%, APR 3.69%. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 866-QUICKEN. That's 866-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com. The Quicken Loans Yorgage. Everything we do is engineered to amaze.
Individual results may vary. Call us for cost information. Other restrictions may apply. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
President Obama is now en route to Detroit with South Korea's president.
I hope that South Koreans will buy more Fords, Chryslers, and Chevys.
President Obama says the free trade deal with South Korea should boost U.S. exports by $11 billion a year and support about 70,000 American jobs. UAW President Bob King thinks it will be a boon for the U.S. auto industry.
That's a pretty exciting opportunity for our membership to make cars to be exported to Korea.
But Thea Lee with the FL-CIO is more skeptical. She says they've heard these promises before with other trade deals.
And at the end of the day, we just see more of the same, more jobs moving offshore.
At the White House, Mike Makowicz, Fox News Radio.
What to do about Europe's debt crisis?
Officials from the world's leading economies are in France, top of the agenda.
The debt issue, particularly how to deal with Greece.
how to ring-fence Greece, how to strike a deal between Greece and its creditors.
Secretary General Angel Guerra from the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. Despite the high stakes, leaders have kept expectations low for these meetings, promising to have a plan by the end of the month. In London, Emily Wither, Fox News Radio.
The new iPhone is on sale this morning. Some people had waited for it for days. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown is live at an Apple store in Miami on an iPhone.
Now, with a super secret special app, Dave, giving us better quality audio. It's been a steady, strong crowd outside the store here on Lincoln Road in South Beach. They opened at 8 a.m. to start selling iPhone 4S.
I've had since the first one, but every single iPhone has come out.
Yeah.
My wife has one, everyone has one.
One store employee tells me they have plenty in stock and that so far anybody coming in wanting an iPhone 4S is getting one, Dave.
And Evan, we're hearing today on Wall Street that Apple saw its stock at a new all-time high this morning, rising as high as $418 an ounce, or a share, rather. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm with Free Fire Media and Carl Linda Bott. Hey, our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live and chatting at KCNR1460.com. It's October the 14th. Linda and I are here, 8:05, and you know what, if you're calling and the lines are busy, it's because the lines are busy. They're already backed up here. Our guest is the Reading City Manager, Kurt Starman. Good morning,
Kurt. Welcome to the show, Kurt.
Good morning, guys. Glad to be here.
All right, so we we're going to get right down to asking questions because we like to be able to serve the community with this open talk forum, and we're so glad that you came here to answer questions.
Of course.
And we want to talk about a number of other subjects today that's touching on us that's getting a lot of attention, too. But let's just go to the phones first. Charles, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. I noticed that the matter of the Vets Museum has not been agendized for the upcoming meeting, and given the deadline within the abominable cease and desist order, I mean, it looks like that thing's going to go through no matter what, unless city staff on their own decides to rescind that darn thing. And I want to know first, what's up with the cease and what's the latest on the cease and desist order, and B, what, if anything, is to be done with the person or persons responsible for the abomination.
Okay, Charles, thanks a lot.
Well, let me provide a little bit of context for your listeners first. So the topic is what Mr. Alexander is referring to is we have the Veterans Museum being proposed. We have a temporary facility today, and, of course, the main goal is to establish a permanent museum on the Reading Municipal Airport campus. So with regard to the permanent museum, that's making good progress. We actually have a plan into the FAA, the Federal Aviation Administration, to amend our use plan for the airport to accommodate the museum, and so that's all working well. The city council's been very supportive of that. What Mr. Alexander's referring to is a temporary facility that's a corporate office and also a small museum complex as well. That use is located in an industrial area, and technically our industrial code does not allow public assembly facilities in industrial areas, and that's probably for obvious reasons. You don't like a lot of kids and people around industrial equipment and forklifts and truck movements and things of that nature. So we had working right now with the Veterans Museum on that. I think actually we have a resolution to it. Our folks have been meeting with representatives from the Veterans Museum this week, and I think we have a resolution. This require a change to the ordinance. We're going to make a determination that the primary use of the temporary space is for corporate purposes, and the museum portion is an auxiliary use. So I think we have a solution to that, and I don't think it requires any kind of city council action or any kind of zoning change. So I think that's in process, and we'll have that resolved quickly.
Well, Kurt, here's the other question that came up when this came up was why wasn't it just a phone call made? Why a cease and desist? Why a threat like that?
Well, I don't know if it was a cease and desist. It's kind of our standard letter. We do over 2,000 code enforcement cases a year. They're almost all brought to us on a complaint basis, oftentimes on an anonymous basis. So we're dealing with a large volume of code compliant type issues. We send an initial letter out to the, you know, the owner or to the business that says that you may be in violation. Here's what we need to do. And then, of course, we work with those businesses and property owners after we find out more about the topic. So
Did that first letter go out?
The first letter went out, right.
Saying that we may have a problem?
Basically, the letter says that, you know, looks like you have, in this instance, a use within an industrial zone that may not be compatible. You know, we need to discontinue that use or make other arrangements. You know, contact us at this number type of thing.
What about this? You know, you had to shut down by October 22nd or 27th.
I think it said they'll be reinspected at that time.
Okay. Was the who reported this?
You know, I don't know the answer to that. And it may be something we came across in the field. We typically don't have the time, quite frankly, to go out and proactively look for violations. Almost all of our code violation type activity or code enforcement activities on a complaint basis. In this particular instance, I don't know exactly where that originated.
Okay.
Well, that was pretty direct and straightforward.
Okay, so what you're saying is for everybody to know is that it sounds like this thing is solved. It's not going to cost a huge amount of money to rezone, and that everybody since it started is that everybody's going to be resolved with the fact is that it's still going to be the corporate officers and the museum there or the museum type area.
Correct. I think we have a resolution that will essentially a code interpretation that the primary use of the temporary facility is for corporate offices and fundraising purposes and planning purposes, that the small museum complex that there is more of an auxiliary use or a side use, and so we'll make a determination that it's compliant with our industrial code. And quite frankly, that's a matter of interpretation. You can argue that either way, but obviously we want to be supportive. The city council has been very supportive of the effort to create a permanent Veterans Museum here in Reading. It's a great thought.
Oh,
and great
absolutely.
Initiative.
I was just kind of surprised because it's been out there for over a year, and you know, we're talking about it in front of City Hall. Everybody's been out there, and for it to happen like that was kind of it was like we didn't know it was out there.
Sure.
Yeah. So, okay, hey, look, we've got to take a break. Before we do that, though, we're going to do our Wells Fargo Advisor and the Market Minute with Steve Medak. Hey, Steve, good morning.
Good Friday morning to you. The Dow and NASDAQ rallied in the first half hour of trading after September retail sales beat estimates and Google posted a stronger than expected quarter. The Dow is currently up 94 points at 11,572. S&P is up 12 points at 1216. NASDAQ's up 29 points at 2649. Some of the most active stocks this morning, Caterpillar up $1.48 at $82.92. IBM currently up $2.07 at $188.92. Stocks of local interest, Pepsi-Cola Company off 37 cents at $62, and North Valley Bank off 17 cents at $9.05. For the commodities, gold is currently up $3.79 at $16.69, and silver's up 12 cents at $31.87. That's the market for now. This is Steve Medak, the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thanks a lot. And you know what? We are so happy to have this every morning. We have it at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06. We have our Market Minute with Wells Fargo. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Our guest is Reading City Manager Kurt Starman. We've just talked about the Veterans Museum. We have people on the line. If you've got a question for Kurt, just give us a call at 605-4567. When we come back, we've got John on the line. Then we're going to be talking about a couple other things, including realignment. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:12 in the morning on October the 14th. Thank goodness it's Friday.
You don't want to miss the game. We know that, and that's why we gave you the best of both worlds with our recently opened Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge. Now, between bingo and blackjack, you can grab a bite and check out the game at Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge. We've got everything you need to be the entertainment guru for your group, starting with the early bird happy hour from 8 to 10 a.m., afternoon happy hour from 4 to 6, and sports on TV all day long. Now, we didn't forget about the ladies. Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge has live music one weekend a month and a kickin' DJ on all
all the other weekends. So while you're having a frosty cold one, she can boot scoot and boogie all night long. Don't worry, guys, you can still see the TVs from the dance floor. Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge is plush, comfortable, and classy, but not stuffy, so you can enjoy a great atmosphere and friendly people. After all, isn't that what you're here for? Perfect for your friends, your boss, your family, anyone who wants to enjoy a classic sports bar. Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge at Wind River. Log on to windriver.com.
Check us out on Facebook.
It's better on the river.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Body, 14 in the morning. I really like that song. What's the name of that
welcome
song?
Welcome to my...
That is Everybody Wants to Rule the World.
There you go.
Like, what are the outlines?
Kurt, that wasn't for you.
No, okay. I thought that was applicable for you. I like that.
But what's the first one? Welcome to my world or welcome to my life?
Welcome to my... It's welcome to my life.
Welcome to my world.
Yeah.
Downtown, 58 degrees today. Of course, we're looking at a fabulous day. 84 degrees, sunny, partly cloudy tonight with a low of 51, mostly sunny tomorrow with around 77 degrees, and mostly clear tonight, tomorrow night with a low of 52. All right, are we looking forward to that fabulous? That's a walk weekend. That's an October fabulous, fresh weekend. Weather's always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards.
That's right. Okay, our guest, as we said, was Reading City Manager Kurt Starman. We've already started out with one question right off the top, and we've got another one on the line. John, good morning.
Good morning, Carl, Linda, Dad, Bob.
Good morning.
The administrative and wonderful specialist, Diane. And the irrepressible,
ooh,
only city manager with Dancing with the Stars on his resume, Kurt Starman.
What an introduction. Thank you, John.
Kurt, the Hi, dancing Kurt, feet.
Good. How are you today?
Good. Hey, first off, kudos on the Civic Center salvation. I'm really glad that the problem is solved and we have an up-and-running facility. Good job.
I appreciate that. You know, of course, that's not, you know, we're looking at a real difficult situation there in terms of the finances. And I think given all the facts, I think that's a good partnership between the community, the city, and Bethel. And actually, I have high expectations for that. I think it's going to be a good thing.
I do, too. I think it's going to be great and good work on that.
Thank you.
Now, I have two questions for you.
Yes, sir.
First of all, are you in favor of continuing the costly appeal of the ill-conceived library free speech issue?
Well, you know, I'll start with kind of talking about a little bit about council manager form of government. So ultimately, that's the city council's decision. And, you know, of course, the city attorney and others, including myself, make recommendations to the council. But it's the city council makes that decision. So we all have our opinions, but it's the council's body that makes that decision. You know, there's an important legal principle there. We kind of find ourselves in the worst of all worlds right now, quite frankly. And so I'll start by saying, you know, I'm a big supporter of the First Amendment and free speech, and I think, you know, that's true of the city council members as well. What the judge's decision on the temporary injunction went an extra step and basically declared the area in front or around the library as a complete public forum as opposed to a limited public forum, which really opens up, you know, quite a few legal issues in terms of, you know, people camping out in front of the doorway. You can kind of envision maybe an Occupy Wall Street type effort right out in front of the library. It really goes beyond, you know, kind of handing out literature or making your point. So there's some sort of interesting and important legal issues there that really ought to get resolved. So, you know, I'm not a big fan of using taxpayer money to go, you know, fight litigation down in Sacramento and elsewhere. But in this instance, there probably are some legal issues that do need to get resolved.
Okay, thank you for that. Now, the last question, and I'll get off the line on this one, let you answer off the line, but I'm very interested in your feelings about it all the way around. Is there ever going to be a fiscal audit of capital equipment and fee use at RCAC Channel 11? And I'm not talking about that attorney that came up from Sacramento and did a gloss over. I'm talking about a real fiscal audit of the capital equipment and the fee use that RCA Channel 11 is using at the present time. I think the city's entitled to know what equipment is owned by the city that's there, and I think it's entitled to also know where the fees that are going from directed from the city to them are being utilized.
Yeah, so the short answer is yes, with a footnote. And I'll tell you more about the footnote in a moment, but for the audience's benefit, RCAC is Reading Community Access Corporation. That's the entity, a nonprofit entity that's separate and apart from the city of Reading that operates Channel 11, which is the community access station here in Reading. And there's been, a large group, including John, that has an interest in that topic in terms of, how's that station operated, has fiscal integrity and so forth. As John just alluded to, the city did retain an expert, a consultant with expertise in that area to look at RCAC in terms of its compliance with federal regulations at the end of last calendar year. And that consultant essentially concluded they're operating correctly, had some recommendations for improvement, but essentially didn't find any fatal flaws. That contract with RCAC is on an annual basis, and if my memory serves me correctly, I think the contract is up again, I think in February of next year. And so I have asked actually our support services director that manages that particular contract to evaluate the fiscal issues associated with RCAC between now and that time, including looking at, of course, as a nonprofit, they have an annual audit as well. So we'll look at their financial records before we make a decision how best to proceed.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Kurt.
Does that answer your question?
I appreciate, well, pretty much, but I've got a lot of other questions about that. But that'll be between Kurt and I privately sometime.
Okay. Hey, John, thanks a lot.
Thanks, John.
Thank you, guys.
All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk to Kurt about new police chief coming in. We talked to Peter Hansen yesterday. Peter would not say a word to us, so I'm going to try and sneak.
It has to be a big surprise.
Well, it's just I understand we're doing the background checks, but I want to talk about what you're looking for in a police chief. Because you're the one that hires. I want to know what you're looking for in a police chief here and in the group of people for our new police chief.
You bet.
I want to talk realignment too, because already it seems like we're having an impact.
We'll be right back after these messages, KCNR 1460.
Do you come from a land down under? A women go and men wonder. Can't you hear the thunder? You better run, you better take cover.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is graciously sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly Whole Foods store.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on. And...
No. You go ahead. You know me. I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made him help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good.
It's me down here, your drain.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusting wipes down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog our sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, call 224-6068. This message has been funded by the Wastewater Division of Reading Municipal Utilities.
Rye Creek Station is cooking again. Stop in for breakfast between 7 and 11 Monday through Friday. Bring along your veteran's photo ID and get an additional 10% off anything on the breakfast menu. Prices start at just $3.99. A 6-ounce New York steak with eggs is just $7.50. Biscuits and gravy, omelets, eggs, Benedict, and more. Terrific values on dinner every night from 5 to 9, and now on breakfast too at Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista. 8 minutes from I-5 on Highway 299, just east of Deschutes Road and across from the fire station.
Join Reading Theater Company, Reading City Ballet, and guest performers for a Halloween masquerade ball. Friday, October 14th at TBS Ranch in Palisadro. Enjoy ghoulish entertainment, delicious hors d'oeuvres, DJ and dancing, a silent auction, costume prizes, no host bar, and more. Tickets start at $40 and are available at the Placer and Palisadro Holiday Markets. Enjoy the store online at rcmtc.org or by calling 515-3262. A night of entertainment and mystery at Reading Theater Company's 5th Annual Masquerade Ball.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl and the Body, 23 in the morning, October the 14th. It is 58 degrees out there. Our guest is Reading City Manager Kurt Starman. Kurt, yesterday we had Reading Police Chief Peter Hansen on. Probably one of those last times he'll be on as police chief.
Yes.
I think we've got him back on again in early November, so it's right at the end.
Great.
We talked about the new police chief, and of course, he would not say a word to us no matter what we did. I mean, you know, we offered him, you know, like a donut or something, you know, but he wouldn't even take that. And I know you can't mention who it is, but what kind of qualities, what are we looking for here in our police chief? And I know that longevity is one of the things we're looking for.
And that's a huge challenge now with the way the current retirement system is structured. You know, there's just a built-in financial incentive for, you know, folks like Peter's a great example, excellent police chief, just hitting his stride. And the way the financial incentives are structured, you know, it's time for him to retire. He's in his mid-50s and at the prime of life. So it's really frustrating for, you know, as a city manager and for the city council and for the community. We'd love to see Peter stay for another 5 or 10 years, quite frankly. So I've had the pleasure of working with 3 police chiefs with my time with the city of Reading. All of them been fantastic. Chief Blankenship, that actually helped us with this most recent recruitment, Chief Modi, and now, of course, Supervisor Modi, and then Chief Hansen. So it's really an important topic for, obviously, for the organization and for the Reading Police Department, but it's an important topic for the community as well. And so we take that very seriously. I use this process when we hired Chief Hansen, and we use a similar process this time where I have essentially 2 panels that kind of help sift through the initial applications. We have a professional panel of law, all 100% law enforcement types. In this instance, I had 2 retired chiefs and 2 active police chiefs that helped us sort of rate and rank candidates. And then also had a community panel of community leaders that had a separate panel and interview process where we had representatives from some of our nonprofits, including Jean King, who just was right on your program a few minutes ago. She was on that panel representing the Women's Refuge.
She wouldn't tell me anything either. Well, I tell you, what do you all do? Hold their kids hostage? What?
That's a good question. Closed lip.
So it was a really good process. We actually had, in a relative sense, kind of a small candidate pool, about 25 applicants, but actually very good quality applicants. So we invited 8 to interview. Actually, 1 dropped just prior to the interview. So we interviewed 7, and both the community panel of leaders and then community leaders and also our professional law enforcement panel. And the good news is both panels saw the candidates the same way, and we saw some very good candidates there. So I narrowed down to 3, a short list of 3 candidates, and we invited those 3 individuals back for second interviews. And again, I think any of those 3 people would be excellent choices for the position. We do have a preferred candidate right now. So we made a tentative job offer to that individual. In fact, we're now, as you just mentioned, doing a very detailed law enforcement type background check, and that will be taking place Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of next week, where we send people to that person's community. We talk to neighbors, we talk to bosses, we talk to elected officials, we talk to people that run nonprofit organizations, but we do a very detailed background check. I'm pretty confident this guy's going to come back squeaky clean. And so I think we'll probably be in a position to make an announcement perhaps late next week. But I'll tell you now, you're going to be really pleased with the result, I think.
Peter Hansen told me that this is somebody that, you know, we'd like a lot. And, you know, Peter to say that, I mean, he was emphatic about it. So, you know, we're glad to hear that.
All I'm going to say is that I think you're going to really like this person.
So, you know. That's great.
So, and I agree with that as well. So I can't get into detail, but I'll tell you, in terms of, you ask about sort of quality.
Longevity.
The process.
The longevity, you know, the process is, it sounds like a really a good process, but, you know, getting the community into it, you know, former and active police officers. We have 3, well, we will have next month, we will have 3 police chiefs, however, that are in retirement that,
right.
There's, you know, that at a cost of, you know, CalPERS and all this, but still at a cost to the, you know, the community.
You bet.
And one of the things that always comes up is, how long can we keep the police? Just like you said, I hope that that was one of the deciding factors, that somebody we can have, you know, longer than 5 years.
Yeah. And it's a real challenge. So that's actually we made the comment, and Chief Hans made this comment, you'll be pleased with this candidate. So I think you'll be pleased in that category as well.
But right.
I thought Chief Hans made a great comment to me yesterday. We were having a conversation about this and the background check and so forth. And he basically said, you know, what we're all looking for is someone who, you know, can make a 10 or 15-year commitment. Basically, someone who's like 40 years old but has 30 years worth of experience.
Yes, that's right.
That's a tough thing to do. You want someone that's 40 but has 30 or 40 years of experience.
It's
a tough bar. But I think actually the person we're looking at, I have high expectations for, and I don't want to be premature. We need to do our due diligence and make sure he is who we think he is. But I think he's going to be a good fit for the community, a good fit for the department.
Well, that's great. You know, it's so important. And, you know, what we've enjoyed with Pete Hansen is that, you know, he has been optimistic, you know, during times of stress last year.
Yep.
He was, you know, when he was thinking about pulling the plug, saying, you know, really, do I want to do this? And he said, no, I am. And he led the police department. He led into the community. And he's always been accessible to people. He has always taken the steps forward. So he's taken on the tough question. We've had a number of tough things happen here.
No, I agree.
It's been a challenging time
for the city of Reading, for most cities and counties. And Chief Hansen's been an excellent police chief. I'm going to miss him greatly, and really big shoes to fill.
And we love the fact that really with our officials right now that you know, that we have this accessibility. That really means a lot to our community. And of course, we're going to take a break. We have you here the last half hour.
Yep,
right?
I'm here.
Great. And we are going to be taking questions from the chat pack. I know we like every now we check into the chat pack. That page just flipped like that.
It just flipped quick.
So we sometimes will miss, because where we're talking, we're looking at Kurt in the eyes, and then we go back and boom. So you may want to call in too, because there are a lot of questions going through there. We have about a minute left before we take a break. So let's start lining up those questions we have for Kurt here in the last 30 minutes.
You know, one of the things when we get back, of course, is we want to talk realignment. Now we have a plan. I believe that it's being presented to the city and the city council.
Yeah, actually, you know, it was adopted by the county board of supervisors a couple weeks ago, and the Reading City Council received a presentation at its last meeting. So, you know, those wheels are in motion. In fact, that's happening as we speak. It's a huge, huge topic for the community.
It is. And, and frankly, Kurt, I don't have a lot of confidence in the fact that this is going to be a huge success. Not because we don't have and we're not going to do it, and that we're not going to do it just really well. I don't have the confidence at the state level that they're going to be able to follow through on this thing. This is Carl Linda Bott. We're going to be talking. We're going to be talking with Reading City Manager Kurt Starman. We get back, we're going to be talking to realignment problems. Already, we're starting to face that.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. A promise from House Republicans looking into a big government loan to a solar energy company that went broke.
This investigation will continue until taxpayers get the answers that they deserve, regardless of how high in this administration the facts take us.
Congressman Fred Upton of Michigan. Republicans on the Oversight Committee say government papers show there was pressure to help Solyndra.
But this hearing will not be hearing from the source of those papers, the Department of Energy.
The majority has refused the minority's request to invite the Department of Energy witnesses to this hearing.
The top Democrat on the panel, Colorado's Diana DeGette, says that makes the hearing more about headlines than fact-finding.
Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson in Washington. Four people were shot to death in South Carolina. It happened around dawn in two houses near Liberty, just west of Greenville. Police believe the shooter is among the dead and that the victims appear to be related. Fox News. We report. You decide.
The original Fall Home and Holiday Show, featuring the best in new products, ideas, and designs by local businesses, with great ideas for your home and holiday preparation needs, with exclusive home show only discounts. Talk with local vendors and experts and get professional advice on everything you need to enhance your home. Get a head start on the holidays and browse the gift and holiday booths. Your local premier home show is happening October 29th and 30th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Don't miss it. More information online at www.readinghomeexpo.com. See you there.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Fields Jewelers, family owned and operated since 1953, with exceptional customer service, high quality, fine jewelry, perfect gifts for every budget, jewelry repairs, renewals, and appraisals. Fields Jewelers, three generations of family tradition, quality service, trusted jewelers, continued tradition. Fields Jewelers, 221-0230, or online at fjredding.com.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Spring Water is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Spring Water, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Spring Water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Spring Water, naturally the best.
What a state of generosity. Look what my agent got for me just by switching to State Farm. A few hundred unexpected bucks, I couldn't ask for more. But now I've got to figure out what I should use it for. A new bike would be radical, but maybe something practical, like a pet baboon with one robotic arm. Get to a better state, State Farm.
Call State Farm agent Jeff Avery at 243-4600.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindabad, 8:35 in the morning, October the 14th. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, Bad Bob. I understand there was people saying is that you were lost out there.
I've not been there for far too long. I probably need to go get trimmed up a bit. And, you know, they have, like, Stereo Review magazine, which is always fun to read.
You know what? Wow. Some people might read Guns and Ammo. You read Stereo Review. Okay. Well, but they have it there because it's man's last stronghold. We don't get foo-foo. You're not going to find Cosmopolitan there. At least the Cosmopolitan that you know. Anyway,
not on the table anyway.
Not on the table anyway. That's right. DC Tim and the Man in Black give great haircuts. They give discounts to veterans. And like I said, it's man's last stronghold. Take a step back into time in the good sense. Get a great haircut, great conversation, and just sit down and enjoy life there.
You know, how refreshing. I just got back from a trip that really took me really back into the old days of Vegas. And I was in Palm Desert for a couple days, and it was just, going into the Palm Desert, Palm Springs Airport, you know, one story reminded me of old Vegas where you could park your car and get into the airport in five steps, you know. So going back to Cypress Square, you know, things are changing. It's just that's exactly what we're talking about in these next 30 minutes here with Kurt Starman, is that whether we like it or not, there's only so much control that we can have on a city level. But things have been changing with on the state level. And that's what we talked about before the break. Let's talk more about the realignment issue.
Well, I know that the plan, it's been briefed to the Board of Supervisors, and it's been briefed to the City Council. What do you think about this, Kurt?
You know, I think it's, I share some of your comments that you mentioned just before the break, is that, you know, I think it's sort of a good idea on paper, and it's going to be a complete failure, quite frankly, I think, in a practical sense. I think, number one, it's not really well thought out in terms of how this is going to happen and how soon it needs to happen, number one. And so I think, you know, our local allies here, the Sheriff's Department, Probation, Reading Police Department, you know, we've all come together and collaborated really well to put together the best plan we can under short notice. But the reality is this is a huge, huge undertaking, and it's being force-fed with a very short period of time. And then the part that, so it's going to be a challenge from that regard, just implementation and trying to put all the pieces in place, just to hire the people to do the additional probation officers, additional people to run the jail. That's a huge challenge. And then my concern, just as you alluded to before the break, is that, and I think the double whammy here is I have no faith that the state of California and the governor is going to follow through with funding for this program. And so I think it's probably the worst of all worlds in the sense that we're going to have a program that's going to be imposed upon us, and it's not going to be really well thought out, and then we're not going to have the money to even do what we need to do. So I think it's going to be a huge challenge to keep our head above water.
Exactly. Just to keep it so we don't sink right there. Well, what I'm concerned about is the fact, and people don't, I don't think people realize this, it's going to take 4 months to get that jail open, maybe a little bit sooner. Hiring, opening it up, and that, to have that ready. And starting, if I understand this right, October 1st, which was a couple weeks ago, this plan went into implementation. And on the front page of the paper today, and we've already talked about it, we've had six sex offenders turn loose because there's no room, and this is the, you know, the plan.
And you can imagine how frustrating this is for our police officers when you go out in the story you just referred to in today's newspaper about we went out and did essentially a sweep of sex offenders, found some folks that weren't doing what they're supposed to do, and, you know, just as you'd expect, we arrested those individuals, put them back in jail, and this is no reflection at all on Sheriff Tom Pasinko. He does a fantastic job with limited resources.
Right, right.
But the reality is there's no room at the inn. And so it's very frustrating for our officers to have to, you know, to arrest these folks, particularly folks that are violating terms of probation or parole, put them back in jail, and then within hours sometimes they're back on the street. And that's just going to become more profound as we introduce, you know, up to 600 new people back into the community that are being released from our prisons prematurely.
And it's not like crime just stops in between.
Exactly.
I mean, it keeps going on. And that was my question from the beginning. Oh, this sounds like a good idea, release these 25 or 30,000 people out in the communities. How? That was good thinking. Oh, wait a minute. There's still crime going on. So this is just the first level of people.
Right.
I mean, we may just have the really, really bad people in jail. So we just got really, you know, there's really, really bad, and then there's really bad, and there's bad, and then there's the others. We're getting the others now, and maybe some bads. But we're going to work our way into the really bad soon, being out on the streets. And I can imagine how frustrating this must be for a law enforcement officer to grab somebody, you put them in the jail, and by the time you make your next tour around the neighborhood, they are back out there.
Yeah, it's incredibly frustrating. That's a problem today, and it has been for quite some time. It's going to be much more pronounced with the release of these prisoners from state facilities. So it's going to be a real challenge. And, you know, even when the floor of the jail gets reopened, I can't remember the exact number. I think it houses about maybe 125 prisoners,
right, 125.
Something like that. But, you know, the projection is we're going to see about 600 new, you know, folks being released from state prisons get put back into our community. So we're not going to be able to put all of them in the local jail. There's going to be, you know, maybe on the high side, 100 or 125 that get put into the local jail. That means there's another 500 that'll be walking around the community. And, you know, this is a sad but true statement. Many of those folks are going to, you know, recommit crimes, and we're going to have issues.
Okay, so as we hear these words, this is so important for our citizens and as a community to know who your neighbors are. If you don't know who your next door neighbor is for some reason, introduce yourself and start your neighborhood watch. We have to have each other's backs. And we had this conversation at the break that, you know, where certain neighborhoods, people come in, you have rentals, people leave, there are transient people. But you really need to take a look. It's not the job of our police officers to know who is in your neighborhood. Only you can do that. And be prepared. Make sure your house is safe and that you protect yourself. But you need to really know who your neighbors are and start your community watch. I just can't say it enough. And I'm saying it because we need to do that.
Yeah. Okay. And we also need to take a break. So we've been talking about realignment. And, you know, frankly, what our city manager says is it's a plan that ill thought out at the higher levels. I have a lot of confidence in our people here.
I do too.
Coming out.
Yeah.
But the thing is, it does no good when you're in the tactical battle to have a great plan if the strategy of your uppers is so bad that it just, you know, that you just get overwhelmed.
Yeah, that's right on the money. I agree with that completely.
Yeah, that's it. Okay, when we come back, we're going to be talking, talk a little bit about Stillwater and, and
take a breath and do something positive.
Yeah, here. We're going to talk about businesses and things that are happening that are good here. Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Hey, hell, I pay the price. All I want is to be left alone in my average home. But why do I always feel like I'm in the twilight zone? And I always feel like somebody's watching me. And I have no problem.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
I'm in the car next to you on the highway. I sit in front of you on the bus. I'm one out of every six Americans, and I'm struggling with hunger. This isn't an uncontrollable epidemic. There's enough food in this country to feed every hungry person. Please, visit feedingamerica.org today and find your local food bank. Every dollar you donate helps provide 7 meals for those around you, quietly struggling with hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Have you been thinking about installing a solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email dennis@westcoastsustainables.com.
It seems we're always trying to answer the age-old question, what's the perfect car? But as our needs change, so does the answer to that question. Finding the right car insurance from a State Farm agent is the answer to your car insurance, and now State Farm is giving qualified policyholders a discount of up to 35% on car insurance. So whether you have a claim or just a simple question, see a State Farm agent today.
Call State Farm agent Jeff Avery at 243-4600.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Body, 45 in the morning. It's October the 14th. Our guest is Radio City Manager Kurt Starman. And we've got the phone lines filled up. Let's go to Sheriff Pasinko.
Good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning. How are you? Hi, good, Kurt. Good
morning, Sheriff.
Hey, I wanted to thank you for the job that you do for City of Reading. You talked about collaboration, and I know the city and county collaborates on a number of different fronts, but especially on public safety. It's great to work with the police department. Chief Hansen's, of course, been doing an outstanding job, and I know the new selection will probably do an outstanding job as well. And yeah, you're exactly on point on realignment. That is a huge concern for me. Those sex offenders, those came in on technical violations for, like, drinking. So we always keep the public safety right at the front, top priority. They weren't out doing new sex offenses. And you're right, we don't have room at the end. So we are trying to work through this and all that through the plan that we developed. The police department was an active participant, and we were one of the few counties that carved out some money, although the state hasn't sent it yet, to for the police department for this new load that will be on the on them as well.
Yeah, exactly, and I appreciate, I agree with the sheriff completely. We have a great relationship here in Shasta County. This is not true in other parts of California, but a real collaborative effort between the sheriff's department and the Anderson Police Department, Reading Police Department, and other law enforcement agencies. So it's a really nice environment where we all work together, and Sheriff Pasinko is a real leader in that regard. And I forgot to mention this earlier, but actually Sheriff Pasinko, you know how busy he is, actually carved off an entire day to help us with our, he served on that community panel I mentioned earlier of leaders that helped us with the selection of a new police chief, and I really appreciated his insights. He's just a quality guy, so appreciate your help, Sheriff.
Thanks, Kurt. Carl, Linda, Kurt, have a great day.
You bet. Thank you. Sheriff. And I know that the frustration level must be up there, as it is with everybody else, with what, you know, with no room at the end policy. Anyway, okay, hey, look, let's go to a line. Let's go to line two. Daniel, good morning.
Morning, Daniel.
Good morning to you.
What you got there, Daniel?
I enjoyed listening to the sheriff there, and I wanted to put my kudos out just from the fact that all these good relationships where we don't have turf wars and all that kind of stuff. But the thing I'm really concerned about is, you know, we have all this unfunded mandates that come down from the feds to the state, and now the state's doing this to us. And, you know, this has to stop. And, you know, maybe we need to make use of the court system also and say, look, unless you got the money forthcoming, then you can take this and stuff it where the light doesn't shine.
Well,
I appreciate that sentiment, I'll tell you what.
Why don't we just send something back with the city seal on it that says, shove it, bite me, bite me.
But not welcome here.
That's right.
You know, counties in particular, cities and counties are a little bit different, and most people don't make this distinction, but counties in particular, in my mind, really have a challenge because counties are considered to be creatures of the state of California. They're basically like an arm of the state. And for that reason, the state is able to push a lot of, you know, things down to the county level in particular, and they don't have a whole much say about it. Cities have a little bit more autonomy, yet we, you know, of course, we still get the mandates pushed down on us as well. But the counties in particular really kind of feel the brunt of that type of stuff. And that's true in this instance as well. The county, in terms of the sheriff's department and probation and others, really are going to feel the brunt of this. Obviously, it's going to have an impact on all of law enforcement and the entire community, but counties in particular. So I agree with Daniel that, you know, enough is enough with the state, you know, shoving its problems instead of it, you know, fixing its problems.
Which
and
they
balancing
could do.
Its budget,
yeah.
Pushes these issues on state, on you know, counties and cities. It's just not fair.
Yeah. How about that, Daniel?
Well, that pretty well sums it up, I think, you know, but just, you know, Carl, we come from similar backgrounds in the fact that both of us are prior military and ex-military and still military. And, you know, the bottom line is that's what we were trained to do, is look at the bottom line, look at what the mission is, how are we going to meet it, but also find ways to get the resources.
That's it. You know, and, you know, the thing is like we just talked about, it does no good if you got the best tactical plan, battle plan, that you can meet and surpass the enemy. And then the people above you don't give you the supplies that you need, or they change the strategy, or they put you in situations where no matter what your plan is, no matter how good it is, it's doomed to fail. And what they, and if this continues like this, pretty soon you're just going to have people that just are going to do one of two things. They're just going to let, okay, no matter what, or they're going to stand up, and there's going to be and people are going to be angry, and angry enough to make some changes. So maybe that can happen out of this. Hey, we got to take a break. We got people on the line. Daniel, thank you so much for your phone call.
Have a great weekend, Daniel. Thanks for listening. We're going to take a break. KCNR 1460. And help the kids with their homework, leave the laundry in the dryer, and take some time out for you and your girlfriends. Celebrate the love of beauty and fashion while giving beauty and hope to women in need. As Shasta Women's Refuge and Enjoy Magazine co-host the Vanity Fair Party on Thursday, October 20th from 5:30 to 8 p.m. at Riverview Golf and Country Club. Enjoy the evening with a fabulous affair of fun and glamour featuring boutique shopping, vendors presenting the latest in fashion and beauty care, the latest in skincare presented by local practitioners, a 40s and 50s fashion show, live music, appetizers, and signature cocktails. This is a ladies' night you will not want to miss. Dress up in vintage and be a part of our costume contest. Bid on custom-tailored Barbie dolls dressed like the starlets of the 50s and 60s. A live auction will feature unique and adventurous outings.
Tickets and more information are available at www.shastawomensrefuge.org.
October 15th at Anselmo Vineyards. Come ye, lords, ladies, knights, and all subjects from the North State. It's a Renaissance medieval night. Limited seating, $45 per person, with a special set menu designed and prepared by Chef John Stadelli. And I'll be singing with my favorite jazz trio.
Dan Kinkle on drums, Bruce Kalin on bass, and Johnny Gonzalez on keyboards, plus special guest appearances. Come join us for this fun harvest festival only at Anselmo Vineyards. Remember, if you wear your costume, you'll be eligible for special prizes. See you at the harvest party only at Anselmo Vineyards, October 15th. Remember, limited seating. For reservations, call 474-5546. That's 474-5546. Anselmo Vineyards.
From time to time, we take solemn oaths to make positive changes in our lives. We call them resolutions. Many resolutions require great personal sacrifice. To lose weight, to get in shape, to be friendlier to your in-laws. This time, make a resolution where success is guaranteed. Improve your dental health. It requires no sacrifice, just a phone call to Palisadro Dentistry at 547-5757. Even after years of dental neglect, Dr. William Farrell and his able staff will employ cutting-edge techniques gained over 30 years of professional experience to restore that youthful, charming smile. Anxiety is no longer an impediment to dental health. Palisadro Dentistry specializes in overcoming dentist dread with sedation dentistry. For worry-free dental care, call Palisadro Dentistry today at 547-5757 or visit palisadrodentistry.com. And who knows, with an improved smile, maybe your in-laws will like you better. Special consideration to veterans. Financing available. OAC.
Hi, I'm Dennis Miller. Join me Monday through Friday from 9 to noon on KCNR 1460.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm with Free Fire Media. Colin DeBott, 8:54 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Fine place. Joe and Shelley support our community. Veterans get discounts there. Our guest, Reading City Manager Kurt Starman. Let's talk about medicinal marijuana.
Yeah, that's a huge topic right now for cities and counties, and it kind of goes back to our previous conversation with Daniel, where, again, we have these kind of rules and regulations that come down from the state. In this instance, Proposition 215, and then the state later adopted Senate Bill 420 that essentially left, you know, cities and counties in no man's land. You know, we have this conflict between state law and federal law, and cities and counties are just left to kind of figure it out. You know, you're kind of in a huge gray area. And so, we're talking during the break here that there's been, you know, a couple events in the last week and a half that really are going to change how Reading approaches this topic. The first is I'll just do this in short because of time limitations, but there was an important California appellate court decision that came out of the city of Long Beach last week that basically says, I'm doing this, you know, very simply, but basically says cities and counties, you can't have a permit structure for these collectives. You have to, you know, you can't have a permit or regulatory scheme for these collectives. If that becomes the law of the land, then that means all the regulations and the safeguards that we have put in place go away, or maybe many of them go away. So that's going to be a huge challenge for the city of Reading.
How can they say that you cannot regulate this? Is it because they say it's a medicine? Or
To me, it's a complex topic. I'll try to do it in short. But basically what they say is it's just this crazy logic process where they basically say they justify Proposition 215 and Senate Bill 420, and they find a way to say that is not in conflict with federal law. And there's a lot that goes behind the reasoning. I think it's flawed. But then they go on to say, but, you know, cities and counties, when you try to regulate or permit, have a permit process for collectives, that is a violation of federal law. So therefore, you're preempted, and therefore, you can't have these regulatory schemes, these permit schemes. It's very convoluted. So the short version for us is we're going to have to really revisit how we deal with this entire issue. And another huge thing that's changed just in the last week and a half is the Department of Justice under the Obama administration. The first 2.5 years, it was anything goes, we're hands off. You know, go figure it out.
Right.
And then last week and a half, the U.S. attorneys here in California have taken a complete 180 on that topic, which, you know, for me, that's fine, but it'd be nice to have some consistency because now it puts us back into a gray area once again. So I think we're going to be talking, obviously the county's talking about this right now, the city of Anderson, and I think the city of Reading's going to have to be talking about this again also in the next few months because the world has really changed in the last week or so.
Wow. And that's because the U.S. attorneys are starting to go after the dispensaries.
And, you know, quite frankly, I applaud that because I think we all, and many people agree, this is, you know, this whole Proposition 215 issue is being widely abused. So I applaud that. But the problem is that it's a complete 180 and they just did a complete reversal and all of a sudden everything's in chaos once again. So once again, it creates huge challenges and problems for cities and counties because we're left to kind of pick up the mess again.
Well, yeah. How about the businesses? Let's couple that with the businesses that we know of. At least I can say on one hand that closed here in Reading because of the fact that they had pot collectives next to them. They couldn't stand the odor, or it infested within their businesses, as well as break-ins, as well as just they just felt like can't do business because of the people. And I'm not saying that everybody that goes in the 215 are a bunch of, you know,
low-lifes.
No, not at all.
But it has had
it
impact. It has had impact on people.
Yes.
Well, this is going to be interesting to see what happens. I know that the city or the county of Shasta has just started to put in restrictions. You know, the city or the right. county planning has on that. I you know there was a city in the city right here. I know the police went after and said there was one guy that was growing. They said, hey, wait a minute, you know, you've got to be so many feet away from the property right. line. You've got to have, you can only have so many plants and all that. I mean, I don't know where that one's at.
You know, that's a challenge as well. Both the collectives and all the issues that Linda just described, those are big topics for the community. And then the cultivation that occurs at home, particularly when, you know, several people get together and with one larger area, you know, the smell can be very intrusive. And, you know, a lot of people describe it as sort of smells like 10 skunks kind of camped out in your backyard. So this is that time of year we start getting lots of calls like that because it's about time for
the harvesting
time. And, you know, the smell is just really intense. And we do have some, you know, as you just alluded to, there's some law enforcement dimensions to this as well where people are, you know, stealing pot between themselves and that type of thing. It's a law enforcement topic as well.
Okay, we got 1 minute left. Just in one sentence, Stillwater, we sold anything out there?
We have a letter of intent with Southwest Paper, and we actually have showed Stillwater, about three companies in the last month. But the short answer is we haven't sold that first parcel as of yet, but we do have some activity, so I'm encouraged, particularly given this terrible economy. But there's some interest and activity out there.
Great. Okay. Hey, our guest has been Reading City Manager Kurt Starman, and as usual, Kurt comes in and talks to us about the hot things that are going on.
All right, Kurt, we appreciate you so much.
Yeah, well, thank you. It's my pleasure to be here.
And, you know, we have somebody from the city in here at least once a month to talk about different parts here. And, you know, one of the things is that we just need to know what's going on.
Yep.
I know we talk about it, but you can't, and you hear things, you see things on the internet, and you read things in the paper. It may not always be this coming from the person's mouth there. Hey, this is Carl Linda Bott. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to...